Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and it is my pleasure and my honor to be your host today on this October the 12th, 2020. And we are broadcasting live once again from Henrico, Virginia on this rainy Monday. I hope everybody had a great weekend and are doing everything they can to live their best life. We are here again, excited as ever, to share some information with you in the hope that you will go away from this podcast, this radio show, with some information that's going to help you make the right decisions and to enhance your life and to secure your family's financial future. What we do here 3 days a week is we come here with some information that you normally do not get from the educational system or the major media outlets. And what we want to talk about today is about successful people and how to best do this business that we're in. We're in the network marketing business, okay? And most successful people have morning routine. So what is your morning routine? And most successful people have goals, okay? And so these are some of the things that people who are not successful don't do, okay? People get up in the morning and they basically just go about like a wandering generality. They have no mission, they have no why, and they have no purpose. But successful people, they normally have a morning routine. Like, one of the first things that you probably want to do when you wake up in the morning is probably drink some water, you know, because your body's made out of 80% water. And, you know, when you are sleeping, some of that water inside your body evaporates. So in order to have optimum health and longevity, water is probably what I call the key to life. It is what we've been, you know, when we were children, we used to watch these cartoons, and they used to be looking for the fountain of youth. Well, the fountain of the youth, my people, is just plain and simple. It's good water. Now, I'm not talking about that water that you get out your tap, because a lot of that water's got chemicals and so forth and that are not healthy, that cause cancer and all kind of other illnesses. So if you can, put a filter on your sink. Or, like I do, I recycle my gallon jugs. I take them to the store, and I use their machine for reverse osmosis, okay? And I also have a filter on my sink that I use when I, you know, make my coffee or I use for cooking purposes. But I never drink out of a fountain or straight out of a sink because I know the contaminants in there are not really that healthy, you know? And so that's one of the things that I do, okay? And another thing that we do is that we listen to some motivational information in the morning for at least 15 minutes every morning. We get on the what we call the power call. This is something that we do 6 days a week through this company called Wealth Builders Worldwide, who's part of this great organization I'm a part of. And so we do this 6 days a week at 10:45 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. First 15 minutes basically is what we call the pre-call. It's motivation, inspiration, and sometimes motivation to help us navigate through this world of non-dreamers. And another thing that successful people do is they set goals. We have in this company that I'm a part of called Freebase, we have the Freebay Academy, and one of the things that I read the other day when I was in the academy is they use this acronym called SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T. And it stands for, S stands for specific, okay? Your goals must have, you must set specific goals, you know what I'm saying? You can't say, well, I want to get me a car in about 2 months. Now, you want to be specific about what type of car you want, what color it is, what you want in it, and so forth. That way, you have a visualization of what you're trying to strive for, okay? And the M stands for measurable, okay? You have to have measurable goals. It must be something that you can obtain, okay? And if you can't obtain it in your lifetime, that's okay, because a lot of goals that we set when we start dreaming big and thinking big, we won't be able to attain in our lifetime. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, okay? And then the next thing, the A stands for attractive. It must be attractive, okay? It must be something that propels you to move forward, to do, and to achieve. And also, it must be realistic. We can't expect to become a professional basketball player if you're 40 years old, or an officer if you don't know how to carry a note and stuff like that. So your goals must be realistic. Okay, and then it must have a timeline. Okay, you want to have a timeline. Like I said earlier, you can have a goal that you may not be able to achieve in your lifetime, but it doesn't mean that it can't be achieved after your lifetime. So these are some of the things that successful people do. They have a morning routine. Okay, they wake up inspired. Okay, they wake up with a purpose and a mission because they have a why. Why are they doing these things, and what are they doing? What are they doing them for? All right, so those are some things we want to talk about on Monday's mission, okay? Now, inside this academy that we have in this company called Freebay, it goes over setting goals, defining your why, how to implement a plan. It talks about having positive habits, okay, positive habits, and how to plan your time and how to create a list of prospects. Also, like I mentioned before, the morning routine, how to deal with problems, and how not to let the past get in your way of your future, and how to get out that comfort zone where most dreams go to die, okay? And how to eliminate time wasters, you know, like I used to do for so many years. Monday, I'm sitting in front of, Sunday, I'm sitting in front of the TV watching football all day long, and thinking that because I don't watch college football, that I'm doing okay. But that's a lot of wasted time, just sitting there watching football, especially in today's times when you can always just watch a replay of all the highlights and stuff like that. And, you know, self-reflection is another thing. Those are some of the things that we cover in this company called Freebay. But what is Freebay? Well, Freebay is an asset acquisition company. We acquire gold in small increments. And we do that in order to protect our family's financial future. Because, you see, gold is real money. We don't learn this in school. We don't learn that gold is real money. We think that this piece of paper that's made out of cotton or this digitalized currency that we use is real money, but it's not. You see, real money must be a store of value and wealth. It must be worth the same or more in the future as it is today. And the U.S. dollar just doesn't do that, people. It just doesn't happen. So this is why we save in gold. And you can open up this account for free. It doesn't cost you anything. There's no monthly fees or anything like that. You can start acquiring gold just by logging into your back office that you have total control of and start exchanging your paper for gold, physical gold, not stock market gold, not that paper asset today that you see on CNBC or Bloomberg TV. No, this is physical gold and small increments. And it is tier one. I mean, it's 999.9 24 karat gold. And it is a tier one asset. That's right. It needs no third party to validate its value. Gold is also in the U.S. Constitution. It's the only real money that the company's government's supposed to use. But something happened in 2013. This company, this private banking cartel called the Federal Reserve, took over the U.S. monetary system. And ever since then, we have been being robbed of our wealth, you know. So this is an opportunity for you to take control of your family's financial future simply by exchanging your declining paper for gold. That way you can do what Warren Buffett did, says that most people need to learn how to do, and that's to make money while you sleep. Because if you don't learn how to make money while you sleep, you will work until you can't work no more or until the day you die. And that's not what we were put here for. We were not put here just to work and pay bills and die. All of us are here for a divine purpose. All of us are here for a divine mission. And it's up to the individual to find out what it is. But we're so busy, we're so caught up in life, you know, for most of us, trying to rob Peter to pay Paul and then have to rob George and Ringo and all the rest of them to make things happen. Because the system that we're in, the system that we were born in, is not designed to give you a life of abundance. It is not designed that way. It was created so that you become a good, obedient worker and work for someone else and then struggle after you're not working anymore, because most of us are not going to have a pension. So this is one of the reasons why this mission that we have here to enlighten people about there's a better way is so very important to me, because a lot of people don't realize that 401k is one of the biggest scams on the planet. People don't realize that if you put your money in 401k, you can't get it out 30 years or so. And if you do get it out before that, you're going to have to pay a hefty fine. But when you present people about saving their money in gold, it's going to go, how can I spend it? Well, you don't want to spend it. You want to save it. You know, like a savings account. You don't save to spend. You save to save. And the reason why we want to save in gold is because we want to create generational wealth, which is the missing ingredient among the black family. Now, one way to do this business is to use social media, okay? Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. But one of the mistakes a lot of people do, they brand a company instead of branding themselves, you know. And so it's my suggestion that you brand yourself. And by branding yourself, that creates curiosity, you know. For example, you can post something like it's amazing that Tom lost 10 pounds in such and such a time, or Khalid made an extra $2,000 for the last 6 months working from home. And some people will be curious and say, well, what are you doing? What are they doing to get these results or this success? Then you can start answering questions, because if you post just your business on social media, people are already going to know what you do. So you want to post articles, you know, if you're into finance or something like that, you want to post articles about, you know, the economy and things of that nature. Now, before we go, we want you to know that I am not a financial advisor, okay? All I'm doing is sharing some information that I get from reading books and studying, going to lectures, going to trainings, and plugging into a wealth-building system. Not only do we have an opportunity for you to start saving with this company, you also have an opportunity to learn how to trade cryptocurrency. Okay, we have a lot going on in this company, and this 15 minutes is not enough time to tell you everything that we're doing that's so amazing and I'm so excited about. But there's a link here that you can click on to learn a little bit more, or get back with the person that shared this with you, and they'll be glad to show you a way to take control of your family's financial future so that you can live a life of abundance and help so many other people along the way. We'll be back here again Wednesday at the same time, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to share some more information with you on Wednesday's why. And so in the meantime, I hope I shared something that will bring some value to your life. And if I did, please like this page. Please share with other people. It's not all about me. We're in this mission to help everybody that we can become free from the current system of debt so that you can live a life of abundance and help others along the way, okay? And so we're going to end this right here because we have a lot to do on this Monday. I hope everybody stays safe and have a well-produced day. Peace, power, and love.